You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the 8-race card is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, mate. Very, very well.
Dundalk on a Sunday. You must be beside yourself.
Dundalk on a Sunday, and we've got some good action. I've been in York today. I'll talk about a horse because she's an Irish horse as well, and she's out for Fort Delora for regular podcasters. I'll just get this in very, very quickly. She's my nap of the day, and this is the kind of race I've been waiting for it to run in. Pattern race, pattern fillies race. And we'll get a chance to see how good she is today, and hopefully she'll live up to the star billing.
Yeah, she ran a blinder from a tricky draw last time, didn't she? So
yeah, that performance. That was my only worry. I mean, you know, she was in deep as well. I mean, she's up against Matt Moo and Toscanini, who at the time were in banging great form. Backing behind was Anthem Alexander and Marek, who won the Beverly Bullet the other day. Top class form, and I think she's actually better than what she showed that day, and that was a very, very good Group 3 race. And this looks a slightly weaker affair, so yeah, I'll be disappointed if she doesn't win, I must admit.
Okay, so that's Fort Delora in the 3 o'clock at York. Back to the Irish stuff, Andy. What do you make of Dundalk today? Bumper 8-race card to look forward to?
Yeah, 8-race card. Really fancied one strongly in the 3:40.5 horse that I backed. Funny enough, I backed it last night at 12-1. And that price is looking quite good now. But we'll get on to that individual. But rest of the card, as ever, mixture of good handicaps, one or two nice maidens. I'm sure Mickey Halford will have something to say about the day as well.
All right, fair enough. The 2:10 at Dundalk is the first race this afternoon. This is a handicap over 5 furlongs. The market headed by Aquilina, who's 9-2 into 100-30 at the time of recording this. Izzy Bayar Grey is 6-1. Anonymous Lady 6s as well. 13-2 for Bought for a Song. 8s for Nancy Astor and Longfield Lad. 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. There is a non-runner here as well, number 9. Future Icon doesn't go, but typically open Dundalk handicap, Andy. Well-backed favourite. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I certainly give Aquilina a big chance here, as you always have to in races like this. She's a very consistent filly, particularly here at Dundalk. She's been running quite well on the turf in recent times. And that run the other day at Leopardstown has been highlighted by not only the winner, Three Bells, who actually I think won yesterday at Navan, but by Captain Power, who finished second, of course. Edmund Lynham's Charge went to the Curragh last week and won a very competitive handicap himself. Considering she was out the handicap day, I thought it was a really good return from Harry Rogers' 4-year-old. She didn't get the best of runs either through that day. She was trying to go for a run at the inside and was rather cut off at the pass. And he's one of those ones you can set your clock by. Wherever Aquilina finishes, you know, you'd rate the race around her. And I can see why people have been hoovering up all the 4-1, 9-2 this morning, because it looks a bit of an each-way bet to nothing, even though it's a competitive handicap. Most of her dangers are all drawn high. One of them's out of the race, Future Icon, but the other two, Izzy Bayar Grey, Bought for a Song, they could have done with slightly better draws. So with that in mind, Aquilina drawn right in the middle with Smullen on, looks sure to be there or thereabouts. She's the selection.
Aquilina for Andy then in the 2:10. The 2:40 is race 2 on the card. This one is a handicap. Over 5 furlongs, Ardumi is the 2-1 market leader. 4-1 for Prince Connoisseur. Togerville is 9-2. 13-2 into 5-1 for Dark Alliance. Almadar is 9-1. It's 11s into 9s for Kimbe. And 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. What do you make of the 2:40, Andy?
Yeah, a couple to consider here. I think Ardumi is a worthy favourite, and he's very much one that punters should put on their shortlist. He ran in a much better race than this last time we saw him. That was on the 12th of July. Here at Dundalk, a track where he's obviously got some very good form, even though he hasn't actually got his head in front so far to date. But he was beaten by two very good horses at this venue. Russian Souls, we know, is a horse that very rarely finishes out the first three. And Master Speaker, he's been running well on all-weather surfaces and the turf in the last year or so. Prince Connoisseur and Kimbray were being behind, and Ardumi looked like he was going to win that bet today on his first attempt over 5 furlongs. And he travels really well, this horse. He's got a bit of a breathing problem, hence the fact that Connections have decided to keep him to sprinting distances. Early on in the year, he was running over a mile, which obviously It's a distance he couldn't cope with, being as he couldn't breathe in the latter stage of a race. But this trip seems to be absolutely fine for him. So he'd be the number one choice. Head of Dark Alliance, who absolutely hated the ground the other day at the Curragh. But prior to that, he'd run really well in a strongly run race at the same venue and a time before he won. So, you know, coming back to a track where he's obviously synonymous with, he's won here before. Mickey Halford trains him. He's got a nice low draw. You'd expect a big run out of him as well. So those are the two to concentrate on. Ard Humi, the number one choice, just slightly ahead of Dark Alliance.
Couple to consider then in the 2:40. The 3:10 is the third race on the card. This one is a maiden over 7 furlongs, and General MacArthur is at the top of the betting at 7-2. Interesting to see Blue de Vega second in the market. The Michael O'Callaghan newcomer at 9-4, 6-1 for Churchill D. From Eden is sixes, 7-1 for A Likely Story, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Any of these maidens caught your eye so far, Andy?
Yes, a couple of them have. One of them I'm going to be talking about quite extensively and one for another date. I want to take on the favourite here, General MacArthur, who hasn't got a great draw and didn't run all that well on debut at Leopardstown, considering he was well touted. He was sent off 5-4 favourite. He just didn't go on as strongly as what Connections would have liked in the latter stages of that race. So there's a little bit of a question mark surrounding him at a short price. No great surprise to see a Michael O'Callaghan first time out horse here in these colours, well backed. It's a happy hunting ground for Michael O'Callaghan. He often introduces some of his best two-year-olds here at this track, and this one's obviously been very well punted this morning into 9-4, 2-1 with quite a few firms. Caught by Luke de Vega, got a great draw as well. If he can break alertly from that inside and hold its position, most likely to take a prominent role. But the one I'm drawn to here from an each-way perspective is Churchill D, a 6-1 chance with William Hill this morning. I think this one's a decent each-way proposition. Had the one run as well. Would have learnt plenty from that race at Leopardstown. Very slowly away, got itself into a poor track position in a slowly run race, and as they quickened off the front, just found himself momentarily outpaced. But came on very eye-catchingly in the latter stages, learning very much on the job, and went down in the notebook as a horse to keep on the right side of. And of course, being by the great Sartisanau, of course, was a Breeders' Cup winner back in the day, you'd imagine this surface would be absolutely ideal for this nice colt. So that's the one I'll be looking for each way in this race. But do keep an eye on one further down the line as well. Horse called Kilabadadad from the Mickey Halford stable, who's had the two runs. Very much caught the eye last time at Tipperary, running on nicely. Third run for a handicap mark. Drawn his door 14 today. Definitely won't be troubling the door, judge, but one to keep an eye on once gets an assessment off the handicapper.
OK, keep an eye on Khalidabad and Churchill D. Each way is the selection for Andy in the 3:10. The 3:45 is the fourth race on the card. This is a race for three-year-olds and older that are rated 90 or less. It's over 7 furlongs, and Morcel heads the market at 7-2. 4-1 from 5s for Great Wide Open. St. Brillard's Bay is 7-1. 8-1 from 11s for Fastidious. 9-1 for Takata Blue, and 10s or bigger for the others. You mentioned at the top of the piece, Andy, you fancy one in the 3:45. Which one is it?
Yeah, it's St. Brillard's Bay. This is the one I backed yesterday. It's a decent price, double-figure odds, into around about 7-1 this morning generally. Certainly, I can see why a lot of punters have latched onto this horse like I have. It's a real eye-catching run first time off the shelf for New Connections. Don't forget this horse was previously trained in England by Richard Hannon, and some very good form as well. His win when he landed that maiden at Windsor was over the very good smart horse of Hugo Palmer's, home on the range, no less, of course, who's gone on to run many good races this season, including at the Curragh when he won a group race. So, I mean, that form alone would give him a great chance here off a mark of 89. And he very much run like he, A, needed the run, B, would prefer a step-up in trip at the Curragh on his reappearance the other day. He was held up towards the back door. The first three hand that day, onside you, have a nice day, until he run. Had a massive track advantage that day. They went off in front and they stayed there on the soft ground. So I basically upgrade St. Brillard's Bay, who slaughtered the rest. He pulled well clear of all the others in behind. So basically, there was almost two separate races, and I actually thought that in his own little separate race, he was a very much easy and wide margin winner. So with that theory in mind here, stepping up in trip on his first run on the all-weather from a stable that's in banging great nick, I thought it was an amazing price this morning, and I'm expecting big things of St. Brillard's Bay today, and he's the choice.
OK, on to the 4:15 next race, 5 on the card. This is Division 1 of this mile handicap. The market headed by Kodiak's Back, who's 4-1. 5-1 for Rockview Emperor. Gunshoot 7-1 with Terracotta. It's also 7s for Jackie Ellis, but that one's a reserve. Interesting money for Norville, who's 12s into 9s, likes it at Dundalk and back on a winning mark. Scarier Rules is 10-1 with Wildflower, and it's 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. An open handicap to get stuck into here, Andy. Who'd you like in the 4.15?
Yeah, I like the money horse again here, Norville. 9-1 currently with William Hill. I think that horse will go off significantly shorter, even though he's been a good deal bigger this morning, because he's got quite a bit of positivity attached to his chances today. He didn't run all that well on the soft ground last time at Ayr, but he doesn't like giving the ground. He's very much a firm ground horse, and that's why he runs Dundalk extremely well. You have a look at his career record here. He hardly ever runs a bad race, albeit he's only ever won once. On his last visit here, back on the 12th of July, he ran really well to finish third in a competitive handicap beyond Belmont Blast. But considering he was drawn 14-14 and had very little chance of really getting into a challenging position, I thought it was an excellent run. You certainly could upgrade it. He's got a much better draw today. Chopped in half, he's drawn right in the middle of the pack in stall 7. So again, another one with plenty of form here at Dundalk that is a massive consideration in a wide open race. So Norville each way is the selection.
Novel each way in the 4.15. The 4.50 is the sixth race on the card, and it's Division 2 of this 1 mile handicap. 9-2 co-favourites of 3 at the time of recording this, with Political Policy, Rota Baron and Coach Bombay disputing favouritism. Lonan is 13-2, 15-2 for Cheers Buddy, 10s for High Pitch. Artistic Integrity is a reserve, and so is Mixed Slates, and those are also 10-1. And it's 11s or bigger for the others. Two non-runners here, number 6, Magia del Corso, and number 11, Valar. I wrote none under, so the two reserves will get in. Who would you like in the 450, Andy?
Not much. I thought this one was a bit of a dead rubber for me from a betting perspective. Obviously, I've got to put up a selection. I'm going to go with Cheers Buddy as my nominal token selection, based on the fact that this horse often does pop up out of left field every now and again. He's a very, very difficult horse to predict. You can see by his form figures of late, a whole stream of disappointing efforts at duck eggs, and all of a sudden he'll win, like I say, when least expected. And he did that 3 starts ago at Bellystown, when I actually thought he won very, very easily that day. And it's just a real head-scratcher why he hasn't gone on from that. It's just whether he's got out of bed the right side more than anything else. But he beat subsequent winner 3 Bells, who's won twice since, very readily that night. Probably didn't handle the ground at Hamilton. And it wasn't that tragic of a run at Down Royal last time out, but it was over 7 furlongs, and he's very much better over a mile. Could have done with a slightly better draw, but I think the thing to concern him... this horse, more than anything else, nothing to do with the draw. He's just what his well-being's like. And I'm just hoping that in putting him up, he can certainly run one of his better races today. I'd be a little bit concerned about Coach Bombay handling a mile. All his best forms over a mile 6 and a mile 4 nowadays. And, of course, Political Policy has now left Mickey Halford, so we don't really know how he's going to go. So the front two in the market got slight question marks. So I'll go with Cheers Buddy. Around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning. I think he should be there or thereabouts if he puts his best foot forward.
Cheers, buddy. For Andy, then, in the 4.50. the 5.20 is the seventh race on the card. This one is an Apprentice Maiden. It's over a mile. And interesting market moves this morning here as well. Black Wolf Run and Duchess of Florence, both 11-4 into 9-4 joint favourites. Foolish going the other way, 100-30 out to 9-2. Seaforth also pretty weak, 5s out to 6s. 10s for Zorba the Greek and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. So the money coming for Black Wolf Run and Duchess of Florence, Andy. Do you like either of those two?
I do. I'm going to go with Duchess of Florence. I did previously like Black Wolf Run. I've tipped him a couple of times, but he's rather let me down. I fancied McGarren, and he got readily outpaced by Gussie Goose and Frozen Lake. But being as those two horses have run well since, I thought, well, I'll go for him next time out. And he just hung in behind Chinoiga Bay. Chinoiga Bay got first run in him, and he just didn't look all that tractable in the home straight. And like, foolishly, I thought with the blinkers first time on at Killarney next time out, I thought it was a weak maiden, and I've got to go with him for the final time. And once again, he just didn't seem to run with any great alacrity in the latter stages. He just doesn't seem to be helping Wayne Lorden at all. Interesting that Connor King rides him today, but he's a very, very tricky ride. He's got all the ability in the world, don't get me wrong. It wouldn't surprise me if he won this race one bit, but I've just got out of the habit of backing him at a short price because I think he's got his mental issues. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with Duchess of Florence here, the other horse that's been well backed. I just think she's got probably even better form, and she's a bit more straightforward. And on with that in mind, then I think she's probably the most reliable conveyance of the two today. That good run last time out at Navan has been advertised not only by the winner, Intasari, who absolutely bolted up when it came to Dundalk here on its last visit and looks a very good horse in the making, but here's for the crack, won the other night down in Gowran. So the two that beat it home that day... have both advertised the form. And Duchess of Florence was well punted that day to beat those two horses. Unfortunately, that aggressive ride that Shane Fowler gave this filly rather backfired on him in the latter stages on that uphill climb. It's a very stiff finish, as we know, at Navan, over a mile two, and she just didn't quite get home. But obviously on this flatter track, more easier track, similar tactics today certainly wouldn't come amiss, particularly if Black Wolf Run is going to be in behind and is going to be hanging down the straight. So if I was Conor Hoban here, I'd really put my foot down on the floor to try and get an early advantage. And if that's the case, then she should be very, very difficult to catch down the lane.
Moving on to the final race, and race 8 on the card is the 5.50. We finish here with a 2-mile handicap, and Tony Martin's first in the queue looks a solid favourite, 4-1 into 7-2 at the time of recording this. There's a gamble going on right down the middle, who's 12s into 6s, so halved in price this morning. 7-1 for Mr. Bossman, 7s also for Recollection, 8-1 for Eye of the Tiger and Magnetic Force, Zamario another at 8s, but that's a reserve, and 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. So what do you make of this lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I'd probably have two against the field here. Right down the middle would be one of them. Can see why there's money for Michael Mulvaney's 7-year-old. Horse hasn't won on the flat yet, but he's got some very good form if you dig deep enough. And he's always caught the eye in sort of maidens that he had very little chance in. The ground would have gone against him last time out at the Curra, but he's a very decent stayer over hurdles. He's got some very good form in his CV. And he's, like I say, he's quite well handicapped for what he's actually achieved so far to date. So he'd be the number one choice. But I do quite like Recollection as well. She did really well to win the other day down in Tremor. She beat a horse I quite like, a horse called Nicaragua. It was a bit of a wild finish, but stamina was very much her number one suit that day. And it's just off the back of two eye-catching runs at Wexford and Killarney on easy ground. It didn't surprise me that on better ground that she managed to win. But I think stepping up 4 furlongs will suit her even more. And she's not too badly treated because, she's been running around the gaff tracks and the provincials. It's helped to get a mark of just 67, which I think is very much workable for Ken Condon's charge here. So two against the field in the final race. Both of them, I think, could be quite well treated. Hopefully they should handle the ground right down the middle and Recollection.
OK, good stuff, Andy. Let's just have a quick summary, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, looking forward to the action today at Dundalk. My best bet comes in the 3.45. But prior to that, I'll probably go with Aquilina each way in the first. Ardumi and Dark Alliance are the two that I'd concentrate on in the 2.40. The 3.10, I'd want to be against the favourite there, General MacArthur. It wouldn't surprise me if Blue de Vega was to win for Michael Callaghan. But the selection is Churchill D each way at 6-1 with William Hill. My nap of the day is St Brilliard's Bay off that eye-catching run at the Curry of the Derby. Disappointed, to say the least, if that horse doesn't hit the frame at a decent price. In the 4.15, Trapiel handicap, but I'll go in Norville, who runs the track well and has got a better draw than he did last time out. Cheers Buddy is the selection in the 4.50, even though I don't really care too much for that second division. I'd strongly fancy Duchess of Florence to beat the wayward Black Wolf Run. And in the final race, a couple against the field, right down the middle, who's shown some very good form of late over hurdles and on the flat. And Recollection, I thought she was very tough in the finish of the day at Tremor, and hopefully she'll appreciate the step up in trip as well.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy Dundalk this afternoon.
Thanks, Mike.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.